Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's a daddy, son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way, God just like you are praised today. That's the Acolyte way.
Dele, thank you for gifting the sub. Brett Michaels, thank you for being here, for being our inspiration and our dream. Our dream. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to take part in the show tonight, it's a Wednesday night. Everybody feeling all right. Oh, no. I've got to get the guitar.
Oh, here we go.
Sometimes I just feel the urge, Kath. I just feel it.
I know you do.
Here's the thing with the new setup. I'll be able to sit back on the sofa and chill. Plectrums.
We'd be able to put one foot up in a casual style.
I'll put one foot up wherever you want it, baby. Where are my plectrums? Who's hit on my plectrums?
Oh, I saw those yesterday. They were on there in a little tin.
There we go.
I had a look. Thought, what's this?
Hang on, look.
Oh, Brett Michaels, what are you doing here?
Every rose has its thorn.
I don't blame you, Pat.
Let's do it.
Cats run away.
This is going to be a roller coaster show. Who told him to get the tar out? The spider did.
And the duende.
The duende.
Duende.
Give me a title. Give me a title,
Flipping
chat.
Neck. Every time that cat moves fast, she leaves a trail.
One of those is me. Give me a title, chat. Give me a title. Impro song, impro song.
Jim Bowen, the plectrum is in the dumpster. Go diving for it.
Well done, you've seen it. You've seen it.
I mean, what a show.
Give me a title. Give me a title.
Coded Raving says, making love in the afternoon.
Grow up.
Odie says, Barracuda.
Spoons are for life, not just for Christmas. Come on, most people in this chat could be my parents. Oh, you're saying your mum's a slag?
Oh!
Give us... Well, I don't know what the reference meant.
I think they're saying they're really young. Go you.
I cry my balls out for you. That's not Egan. I cry my balls out for you. I cried my eyes out when I did a poo. I want to know, sweet girl, will you be mine? We can make love all of the time. Making love all of the time. Over breakfast, out with your friends for brunch. We'll be doing it hard while you're cooking me lunch. When it's supper time, we'll be too tired for love. 'Cause we did it over dinner and you just couldn't get enough. Sausage and mash. Oh yeah, a sausage and mash. For my baby, baby, sausage and mash. Oh yeah, for my sausage and mash.
Oh. just when you thought it was ending.
Having love for your dinner.
It's breaking it down.
Living the life of a sinner and a winner. Sausage and mash.
You're going to rhyme that with dinner.
Let me explain exactly what I mean. The mash is my spaff. And the sausage is my peen. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. A sausage mash tonight. Oh, yeah. All right. One more time. The mash is my spaff. The sausage is my willy.
Oh, God.
Making
all of a sudden, I'm not hungry anymore.
DJ Mineral just subscribed for their third month. That's what it takes.
I got sausage and mash.
I got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah.
You want to hear the good news or the bad news?
I don't want to hear either.
Okay.
That throws a Spaniard in the works.
It does. Okay.
All right. Let's hear the... All right, let's go bad.
Okay, well, the bad news is for you. You're fired. The good news for you, dear listener, is
he's not my boss.
Is Catherine is fired, and from now on, this is going to be a song-a-thon channel.
A song-along.
It's going to be a sing-a-song-a-song-along with Ian Lee channel, where we just sing songs.
About making love.
Love ballads. We just sing love ballads.
Well, that was more of a sex song.
That was a love ballad. It was romantic.
It's very.
I was quite pleased myself. I got some actual rhymes in there that I didn't just get by luck. I knew I was going there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, PJ Banksy.
Did you know you were going to use the word peen?
When I said, let me explain what I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
I think we all did too.
My kids sometimes watch the first hour, but it's half terms next week. So next week we're going to be reading the most splendid giant in town. The best dressed giant in town.
Nope. Smartest giant.
Smartest giant.
Giant.
Ah!
Oh, dear.
Catherine.
Someone says, I've got an earworm and the sausage is my willy. Don't be rude about Ian Sausage. Hey. Anyway, so yeah. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. What's alternative about it? Well, we are flying by the seat of our pants, and one of us, at least, is not wearing any.
That's her. Are you not wearing any?
I am.
I'm not. What? I am. I had to... One of the cats sicked up on my bed last night, and I considered laying with it, but it started to... After about an hour, it started to smell, so I got up and changed the duvet and changed the sheets.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is about being a responsible adult.
That's what it's all about. And if anybody says otherwise, I will kill them. That's a joke in terms of TOS, but it's not a joke. I mean some serious stuff. Someone phone up and please let it be someone we've never... Who's this guy? Tristian Johnson. Sounds like a made-up name. Let's go in. We're going in. We're going in deep. This could be a made-up name.
TJ.
Oh. Well, am I only hearing in one ear? Are you mono at the moment? There it is.
I've only got one ear in, so yes.
Lando Stew has gifted 5 subs. Oh, one of these doesn't work. Does yours work in both ears?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, could you tell me?
Yes. And yes. Tristian.
Oh, yeah, mine works. Okay, right, fine. First call. Sucks. Give me a number in America. We're going to dial America. We've got to... I want new voices. Give me 001. No, it's us. 004... Four.
That's England.
Okay, all right, I don't know.
001.
001, dialing code for New York. Let's go 252. Let's go 36.
E. O-A.
Let's just dial it.
Imagine if it's the Pentagon or the FBI.
Well done, Autumn Nightstar. You found us. Let's phone up the Pentagon. I'll phone up the Pentagon. What's the number of the Pentagon?
Let me look it up.
Let's phone up the Pentagon. Well done, Nightstar. Welcome back. Let's phone up the Pentagon. We're going to prank call the Pentagon. Shh. We're going to prank call the Pentagon.
It is.
We're going to prank call them. This is going to be awesome, right? Well, thank you, PJ.
Call us now. That's handy. 0333.
Okay, hang on a second. Yep. Hang on. 0333.
Yeah. 222. Mm-mm.
Okay, let's phone the Pentagon. So this is the Pentagon now. It's the Pentagon.
Thank you for calling Pentagon Central Sales. Unfortunately, our offices are now closed. Please leave a message after the tone and we will call you back as soon as possible.
Hey, is that the Pentagon? I got some classified information for you. Osama bin Laden is not dead. They have got Osama bin Laden. He's living in Nebraska. You must go to Nebraska and get Osama bin Laden. Quickly, go back.
You're going to be in so much trouble.
I don't think the Pentagon begins with 0333.
But that's what they want you to think.
Give me the actual Pentagon, please.
Okay. Give one moment, please.
Matty Stevo is gifting two subs. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is it. This is it.
Okay. There.
Where is it? Where's the number? All right. Okay. Okay. We can't give out, even though she Googled it, we can't give out the number for, because then we could be seen to be inciting violence.
Yeah, because we know what we're doing here. We can't let you go in there willy-nilly.
Do you want to do this one or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it. Not picking up, must be busy.
Or they're scared.
Yeah, they know. They know this is happening. They've been listening to the chatter.
Again, it sounds like an English dial tone.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
Please mute when putting in secret number because can tell what is by number noises. I don't know what that means.
Pentagon paint and body. Unfortunately, our offices are now closed. Please call back between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. if you have been involved in an accident outside of our office hours and require the services of our 24-hour recovery, please dial 8 now and you'll be connected directly to the control centre.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right, one more.
We don't want to mess with the control centre, not at this late stage.
Someone says this is the phone number for the White House.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is temporarily closed. Your comment is important to President Donald J. Trump. If you would like to send a message to the president, please visit our website at www.whitehouse.gov/contact. For the most up-to-date information,
I want to leave a message for the president.
Common symptoms and measures you can
take. I want to leave a message for the president.
www.coronavirus.gov.
I got a message for the president.
To learn more about how you can help those affected by the coronavirus outbreak,
leave a message.
www.fema.gov/coronavirus/how-2.
I want to leave a message for the president.
Contacting the White House.
Jesus, they don't even have an answer phone at the...
They don't have the facilities, bruv.
They what?
They don't have the facilities, bruv.
Right, we're going to... Here we go. Okay.
Oh.
No. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. We're going to phone up... I've got Donald Trump's phone number. Do you remember I went in there and picked
Yes. you went in there very briefly, yes.
Kick me out.
There was a revolving door, hadn't stopped spinning. He goes in. He comes out. With some force.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, can't wait for this.
We're going to find Trump Towers.
That sounded a bit like...
Trump's grill is not available. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Pound.
Hey, dude, I got a need to talk to Donald Trump. I got a top secret cure for the COVID. It's the goddamn, you need a juice from a Democrat's peen and you smear it over your bean hole. And that's the cure for the COVID. That's got to be passed on to Donald J. Trump, the greatest president this goddamn country's ever seen. And I want $1 million. Oh, my balls!
Okay.
We'll just wait for that medal.
That's how you start a show. You tell me one other bloody show on Twitch that starts with making prank calls to the bar and grill of Trump Towers and is immediately followed by shit impressions of Michael Caine. You tell me one other stream that does that and I'll give you an evening with some of the finest dolly birds in London town.
Right. Alternatively, you could phone Castle back.
Oh, hang on. Let's
remember Castle, one. That guy?
It's Arthur Caddick, Alan's dad. Alan accepts Catherine's apology. Please let him back on the show.
Still going on with the bants? I love it. Let's get Castle. What a show. What a start to a show. What a start to the show. Catherine, over to you.
Hey, Castle.
Hey, Catherine. Hey, Ian. Can you hear me better this time?
Beautiful. You're clear as crystal. What's going on?
Great. I just wanted to make sure this time I sounded better than yesterday.
You sound great.
How are you? I love these jacket looks y'all had going on.
Well, I've taken mine off now because Ian's put the heating on, but it may go back on when he turns it off. All right.
The heating was on.
So the temperature is about to plummet.
The heating was on and now it's off.
I wish it was cold where I am. And here in Texas, it's hot. I wish it was cold.
Do you have ice in Texas? Do they have ice?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, because I could send you some. I could send you some. Imagine if someone was disabled. Right. Or as the Americans say, it's an American word, handicapped.
Yeah, they do say that.
But the disability was they kept mixing up. Like I mix up the and the. So I might say, I can't think of an example. But they mix up of and off.
Yeah.
And so they constantly getting it the wrong way. And that was their disability. Castle, would you think they should get a blue badge for that disability or not?
I don't think they do they have blue badges in Texas?
Just like we know what sidewalks and mailboxes are. He knows what a blue badge is.
Is blue badge like the thing that people use so they can lets people know that they have some type of disability?
It's like to show off, yeah.
They put it in their car so they can park where they like.
Oh, we have that here in Texas. We have those. Yeah, we definitely have those.
Would you get it for not being able to differentiate between of and off?
Good question. I think, yeah, sure, why not? You know, everybody got stolen for something. So why not give it to someone? If it makes someone's life easier, it's all good.
You would also be exempt from wearing a mask in supermarkets.
Okay.
Also be
Here in Texas, we have already problems with just regular people thinking they can get away without wearing a mask. So
I hope they catch it. I hope they catch it.
Well, if they catch it, they're going to spread it around.
I hope they catch it and get better.
Well, it's like our president already has it, so it doesn't. It already.
Does he though? Already a mess over here. Does he though? Because he certainly got back on his feet very quickly, didn't he?
I don't know. I feel like he hasn't. He just wants to be I'm so amazing that I can just walk around and be fine. And he's just spreading it everywhere.
We heard this rumor, right? You know that ridiculous homecoming.
They say you've got a broken heart.
No. You know, he did this ridiculous video where he came back on the plane and there was this kind of epic music as he walked to the White House and you could see that he was panting a little, but the music drowned that out. You know that thing, Castle? I heard that Donald Trump wanted to wear a Superman t-shirt underneath his shirt and rip it open. And that is not a joke.
No, I heard that too. I heard that exact same thing, that he wanted to rip open his shirt and have Superman.
We're showing some footage of him leaving, being returned to the White House now. This is
actual footage yeah.
of President Donald J. Trump.
It seems very fishy. And the thing is, you know, he may have had it. I'm glad he's better. But he sure did recover quickly. And he's a very old, unfit man. And he's told fibs before, is all I'm saying.
Oh, no, yeah. He's like a liar through and through. So you never know if he's telling the truth or not.
Hmm.
CH1372 causing trouble and is close to a timeout. Re-blue badge. Every 3 years, I need to renew mine and I have to prove my disability every time. I'm an amputee, claims CH1372. My leg isn't going to grow back in between renewing badges. Well, here's the thing. Have you seen, just off the top of my head, the Jurassic Park movies? Dinosaurs aren't real. They never have fairy stories. And yet there are dinosaurs in there. So who's to say that your leg is an honest thing? So I'm saying,
wow,
should. I'm saying, David Copperfield made a man fly. I'm saying we should take your badge away from you. I'm in a great frame of mind tonight, Castle, and I will call you Castle. I will not bow down to Castle.
Well, I say Castle anyway because I'm from the north of England where we pronounce things proper.
How may we be of assistance to thee, please?
To me?
How may we be of assistance to thee?
To thee.
No, he's saying thee like a posh person. That's how they speak.
Like a posh
here.
Person. Ooh,
you know, thee and thou and all that caper.
How wilt thou pleaseth me thine evening, dear sitter?
What?
Oh my God! This is Shakespeare all over again. High school
it's Shakespeare all over again. Yeah, I am. And thank you for recognizing that. I consider myself the modern Shakespeare.
Ian, could I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, of course you can, man.
I want to apologize because after our talk yesterday, I went and Googled you, and afterwards I felt weird because I was like, I just met this man, and then I like know a lot about him all of a sudden, and it felt like a weird like invasion of privacy, like even though you are famous, but I just wanted to apologize to you while I have you like on the phone.
Well,
I accept your apology.
Interesting story. When I first met Ian, he caught me Googling him.
I did. I accept your apology for not knowing who I am, so you had to Google me.
He appreciates the work you put in.
That's good. Well, to me, I was like, oh, I just met this man and now I know all these things about him, and it just feels kind of like, you know, unfair that I can just learn all these
okay things. Tell me something you know about me, then give me an equivalent fact about you.
Oh, that sounds fair.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, okay, so if what I read is true, because you know some places lie, you deal with mental health, and I've dealt with mental health. I've had suicidal ideations, and I've tried to commit suicide, so... Mental health right there, same level.
Okay, there we go. We bonded. We have bonded, brother. How are you feeling today? You okay?
Yeah, today I'm good. I'm really good. There was parts of your story where it's like, oh, that, like, I totally understand that. There was something else I read, which I don't know is true either, but that at 15 you were like, you were sleeping with like older men, and I was like, oh, like,
yeah,
I can understand that too, because like I was 14, taking 15. Advantage too at a young age.
Yeah.
So
about 14, I think it started for me, and at the time it was all very confusing and very shame based, and it's only recently I've been able to go, hang on a second, that was inappropriate behavior from those men. Took me a long time to realize that.
I've been there, trust me, Sign. I understand you.
Hey, nice one, man. Well, it's Castle, it's nice to talk to you. And is there anything else you want to say before we move on?
No, I think we're good. Y'all have a good show.
Nice one, man.
Thanks.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll see you later on. Tutty bye. I'm enjoying the visuals. We've got some great visuals.
That was lovely, that. It was complimentary, I thought, to the
Kath has recorded some videos. She's back in the game. So we're going to be showing some of Kath's videos and some of mine.
I mean, I can do it here, but it's better with the sun and with the hat, don't you think?
Yeah.
I
could film some shit like that. If I could be bothered, maybe Sunday I'll film some shit like that. Do you, Claire Short, what a ridiculous question.
What's that?
Do you, Claire Short, pretending to be Claire Short MP, do I even give you, I'm so close to blocking you for that. I think I'm going to block you for that. I'm going to see what her second comment is. So, do you believe all abuse victims become abusers? I'm not even going to answer that question. I'm not even going to answer that question. I'm yay close to blocking you.
I do believe that all dicks in chat end up getting blocked.
Give me... Just... Let's find out a little bit about Claire Short. It's obviously it's not Claire Short, mm-hmm. the politician. Do it. All right, I'll do it. There we go. You're done.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Ta-da. We are doing a Halloween show on Friday the 30th.
Yeah, that's the day before Halloween.
And we want your spooky stories. Mm-hmm. What do we want from them, Catherine?
We want your paranormal footage, anything you might have caught on. We know that you've all caught stuff on camera, okay? So now's your time to shine. Send it to our email address, which is here now. Email latenightalternative@gmail.com. And we will compile it and we will pepper the show with your real-life footage.
We are dressing up, It Means Sun. Although my costume hasn't arrived, right? George, fuck off, mate. Fucked that up, dude.
Come here, George.
Sorry, I don't mean to tell you. Fuck off. You're getting on my nerves. My costume hasn't arrived, and I checked my email, and I ordered it on like the 16th of September. And it said, "Thanks for your order. We'll let you know once it's on its way."
Yeah.
So I emailed them saying, "Is this coming? It's a great costume. Is this coming?" And we'll see if they reply. So that's the 30th. I went and got my eyes tested today. I got some great news. I need glasses! I'm so thrilled. Now, I've ordered some posh, nice glasses, right?
Yeah.
But then I said, then they said it'll take like, I get them a week, it's in a fortnight, a week Monday.
Yeah.
Nice glasses.
George, come sit down here. So
and she said, but you can go and get some like readers. Cause,
To tide you over.
I went, all right, I'll go and get some readers, right? And then I'm looking at the readers and they had some that were quite nice, mm-hmm. 15, 20, 25 quid. But I saw a pair that were the most, and I said to the guy, oh, I'm going to get this pair because this is most unlike the pair I would ever wear. Does that sentence make sense?
Yeah, yes. Coming out from your mouth, it does.
It's most unlike the pair I would ever wear.
And what did he say?
He looked at me as if to say, why would you buy glasses that wouldn't be the glasses that you'd want? Anyway, so I bought these. These are my standby readers. Oh, it looks like I've got them on a string.
Oh, it does.
I've done a Prever. David Prever had the glasses that you snap them in half. Mm. So they would hang. They would hang like around your neck, but in half. And then you put them up and clip them together. So these are my standby readers. Let's get this nice and in focus, boy. Look at that. I don't know where the end is. Can't see where the edge is. Where does it start? Where is it?
Didn't Sven Göran Eriksson used to have those InvisiFrame things?
So that's where I am. And it makes reading. They're only a 1-1.
Can I have a go at your glasses?
Of course you can. They're only a 1-1.
I've only licked them a bit. There you go. Have it back.
It makes reading so much easier. They're only a 1-1, guys. They're only a 1-1. It's just a 1-1.
I mean, they're like training glasses.
It's just a start.
Try mine, like bottle bottoms. Bottle bottom specs, boots with the fur.
So if I was reading, it'd be like this. I'd be reading like this, but then if I look at you, I can't see, so I have to look over the... Yep. So it'd be like this, right? So I'm reading. And you think this is good enough, do you?
Deary me.
I'm going to be honest. Very disappointing.
Wow.
Let's go to former mod.
Ex-mod.
Ex-mod.
Just if you wanted me to balance out the chemistry there, and if you wanted me to do a little...
Go on. Serve us some looks.
Go on, do it, boy. Work it, girlfriend.
I think I just felt my ovaries shrivel.
Can I just say, actually, wearing glasses isn't anything to be laughed at. And I've been a pioneer and a spokesperson for mental health. And I was doing that before it was popular, actually. I'm putting the mental health I'm putting the mental health stuff to one side because I think too many people have jumped on the MHB, the mental health bandwagon. Now I am championing the glasses wearers. And so if I catch anybody... Shut your face, specky foreign git! If I catch anybody, is the kind of abuse that we get. And if I catch anybody mocking glasses wearers, they'll be in the shit.
Or at least until you get contact lenses, yeah?
I'm not getting contacts because I'm not a nonce.
Oh!
I can't have contacts. I've got too much astigmatism in my eyes, apparently.
Nonsense! Oh, I've got bad astigmatism and I've got contacts
isn't
in
that
now.
When, what Jesus had?
No, it was that bloke in that film, Irish bloke, wasn't it?
Oh, it stinks in here.
It's that cat?
No, that was me.
Oh, God.
I had my eyes tested about a week ago. Mm-hmm. Did you try and cheat on the test, Ian?
No, I get really nervous during eye tests. I'm really nervous that I'm going to mess it up. And so there was somewhere it was obvious, and there was somewhere it was going, can I have that? Go back?
Yep.
Go back? Go back again?
Better number one?
Go back to two?
Two.
Go back to one?
Or the same?
I don't know. So I'm really worried that I'll get it wrong and then I'll get glasses that turn me into Mr. Magoo.
Or give you a headache. But they were kind to you because I had to do mine in a mask. So it meant every time that, you know, they put the special, like, robo glasses on, don't they? And then they kept sliding the lenses in and they were just steaming up because obviously, in the mask.
I had to do mine in a mask. How did you get exemption?
He was allowed to stick his nose out.
I am a celebrity, and so I was allowed to put my nose out.
That's what that blue tit gets you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Blue tit? yeah. But my glasses are expensive. I picked up some glasses, and then they're like 220 quid.
Yeah.
That's not that expensive.
Is it not?
No.
That's pretty standard.
Is it standard? Yeah. I thought, oh, God, I've got designer specs.
I've got Ray-Ban, and they were about 180, 190 quid.
Mine were police.
And then the lenses.
Mine were 220 with the lenses.
Lenses.
Yeah.
Because they go, would you want the coating?
No.
Yeah.
He was offering me all kinds of crap. He wanted to offer me a 3D scan for 25 quid. I said no. Do you want the coating? I went no. Do you want the insurance? And everything was 25 quid. Yeah. I was thinking, no, I don't want any of this. Just give me the glasses.
These glasses, by the way, these
were 15 quid. These are just off the shelf ones. People are saying they look cheap. These are off the shelf.
And here's what I found with my glasses as well, when you've got a mask on, right? If you're not going to fog up, you've got to put your glasses over the top of your mask, right? But if you lean down while wearing your glasses, the mask makes them slide off.
Can I ask a question? And this is a question that is... remind me to ask a question. I want to do a lowbrow joke. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Based on something that happened in the opticians.
Okay.
So they ask you a lot of questions, right? And they obviously take the whole... So I'm building up to a lowbrow joke, but it's based on a true story. Yeah. Okay? So this is all feed up to the joke, but the joke is
when
actually...
When do I have to ask you if you've got a question?
Later.
Okay.
The joke is actually what she said, but so the feed up is... The build up is... So I thought when you go in to... I didn't realise that in opticians these days, they take an holistic... approach. Mm. She was asking me questions all about my... Well, she asked some questions about my eyes and then asked me questions about other parts of my body. She said, do you get flashing lights? Do you get dizziness? Do you have floaters?
Yeah.
Ask him the question, Kat.
Can I ask you a question? Oh, no. Do you want to ask a question?
This is completely separate. This is into the connection of the joke. The floaters was the joke.
Yeah.
They ask if you have floaters.
Mm.
I said, well, sometimes, very rarely is it more than three flushes. It depends what I've eaten the night before.
Well, do you have another question?
Is anybody finding these masks sexy?
No.
Please don't put the masks and the glasses on, Catherine.
I haven't got glasses.
Is anybody... Yeah, use mine.
I did work out today that wearing the mask when you're out is really good for singing along with your headphones in because no one can tell that you're singing.
No one can tell. It's great. I love it. I often talk to myself in the supermarket. Thank you for the sub, Mike.
I wore this to go and get my scooter MOT'd. Have you seen what's on it?
Bang,
smash,
crash.
Pow. You don't really want to be riding...
Gatford, looking at you! Imagine you look out the kitchen... Do it again, Gatford. Hang on a minute. Right. Imagine you look out the kitchen window and you see that.
My point is, I my eyes aren't getting any better. Let's not say they're getting worse. Let's just say they're not getting any better.
Yeah.
I occasionally, when I have to look at small things, I have to go right in there. It's really annoying.
I'm finding masks sexy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Gosh.
How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Gafford, you're not being a mod until next week.
Yep, fine, no problems.
There we go. Well, that was nice and straightforward. I want to give away some games. Oh, we have got... We've got a blooming top of the range drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre sponsoring us from next week.
We have. It sounds like a joke. It's not a joke.
We thought it was a joke when they emailed and I googled it and we spoke. No, we're being sponsored by a top of the range, high quality, really nice place actually, drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre next week. More details next week.
They're also talking about, and this again sounds like a joke, inviting us there so we can do a show from there at some point.
They also said, the guy we were speaking to heard about my relapse, said if you want to come up for a week or so, you'd be very, very welcome. So I might still take him up on that, actually. God, I absolutely stink. But that's next week. Oh, jeez.
I might put my mask back on just...
The Survivalists!
Yeah,
did you belch? Please don't belch during our advertising.
I didn't belch.
If you're going to belch during any of them, make it Gregorian or 34
I didn't belch. I was just chewing on your dinner. The Survivalists, it's a brilliant game, right? It's really infuriating.
Thank you, Joe, for the song.
You get washed up on a deserted island, but is it? It is. No, it's not. There's monkeys there. What's more, you can train them. What's more, you need to build stuff. They can help you. Also...
giving away a Switch code in a minute.
There may or may not be something on there that's going to attack you at some point. Intrigued? You will be.
Catherine with the one-eyed cat. There we go. Oh, you know I was only joking about that. I hope you want to feel about it. We are going to give away... Someone found a picture of the ghost. Right, so we're going to give away, at the end of these adverts, these sponsorship messages, a Switch code for the Survivalists. I'm enjoying doing this. So get ready, Switch fans. Right? Get ready, Switch fans. This is day 3.
You're going to have to be quick because these codes have been going like that.
So this is day 3. So that's the one we want. We've got Xbox and PlayStation and Steam to give away later. At the end of these adverts, we're going to be giving away. Survivors is great. It's about £20, £22, something like that. You get it from the usual places. It's a great game.
It's fun.
It's is, well, I don't know if fun is the word.
Well, it's fun. Annoying. You lose hours. You lose hours. You think, I'll just have one more go. It's really annoying, but I think I've got it this time. I'm going to have one more try.
34sp.com. We're going to do a competition with them next week where we're going to give away 3 years free web hosting. I know, it's nuts. In the meantime, you can get 3 months free web hosting by using the code TLNA. Go and have a look at their website, 34sp.com. In the next break, Catherine's going to have some prices and some numbers that we can throw at you so you can get a rough idea. Use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free web hosting. But if you've been thinking about building a website, if you are unhappy with your website hoster, or if you want to support the show, and it's not too much hassle, you could bring your website over to 34sp.com because it really helps us if people use these advertisers. By the way, thank you everyone that used Viz. Those numbers, the numbers, we won't go into detail, but the website's going to be up for Viz a couple more days. The numbers, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They may be coming back, is what I'm going to say. But 34sp.com, if your subscription at another place is coming to an end and it's easy to transfer over, it would help us. It would really help us if people start using this. So 34sp.com. Zeus, safety management, Poseidon safety management, Zeus. Poseidon safety management, Zeus. Poseidon safety management. Talk to me about these bad boys.
Poseidon safety management, based in Devon and Cornwall. They look after small offices, businesses, schools, anything really that you want to be safeguarding, they can do, no matter how remote you are. In fact, if you are in a super rural area and you're worried about connectivity when it comes to, I don't know, cameras or whatever, they've got this thing called Radar Vision, completely self-powering. It's got its own battery. It can provide that service for you. Poseidon Safety Management, also the owners of the largest team of dogs, guard dogs in Devon and Cornwall. And they do their bit for the communities because they are from those areas. They recruit from the local area. So you will get someone who knows the area, who's invested in the area, and who wants to make that place better because they live there too.
Oh, they sent us a video as well, which we might play a bit later on. Gregorian, I'm stripping off for this. I'm wearing my 4/4 tee.
I almost put mine on today.
Yeah,
I've got one with rapino on.
Oh, is that Spanish for the peen? It needs a bit of an iron. It's on. Wouldn't mind. I haven't had a shower today. I stink.
Show them what it is because they can't see from there.
Can you unblock me on Twitter now, please, Ian? No. Joe Bowers. No, can't remember what you said, but you said something that annoyed me, and so no, it doesn't matter. We can still, we can still interact like this. Gregorian Emerson, family law solicitors. Now, we're going to be doing a talent show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say we. You're going to be doing a talent show.
We've got a few entries. We need to come up with a date. It's going to be in November. We've got a few entries, and the prize is going to be money that is raised via the PayPal on that evening. If it's like £100, the winner gets it.
Sure.
If we get to £200, then maybe we'll have a first, second, third. We've already got to £200 because Richard has said he's putting £200 in the prize pot.
Oh.
For that night.
Richard, thank you very much.
He's putting £200.
And he keeps doing stuff like that.
Keeps doing stuff like that. I'm praying to God he doesn't enter because his singing voice is bloody awful. It's bloody awful. We've already got £200 in the prize pot, so suddenly we got a game on. Suddenly we got a game on. Suddenly we have got a game. Thank you, Richard.
It's looking very interesting.
Catherine and I will, by Friday, we'll have a date for you. We'll know the date. We won't do it tomorrow because I've got college and it's all a bit of a rush on the Thursday. But by Friday, we will have a date for you. We've already had 3 or 4 people email saying they're interested. Dredge, Amy is up for it. Lisa Marie is up for it.
Oh.
Hugh, the actor, is up for it.
I know he's up for it.
Yes, there was someone else as well. Someone else got in touch and said they might be up for it. So
in the chat, someone said, can pets enter? Yes.
Yes. Lieutenant Bulldog says, will it be via video or live auditions? No auditions. You can send us in a video if that's it. Dredge is going to be like a little comedy short. No more than 2 minutes, please. Yeah. No more than 2 minutes. We would prefer it if... Amy, you said you were, weren't you? Or maybe it was another Amy. Anyway, you're in now. But we would prefer it if you do it live on Zoom or Skype.
Just for the vibe, for the vibe.
It can be great. It can be silly. Oh, Alistair's going to do it. Maybe I meant Alistair. But Amy, I think you're in as well. Alistair's going to get his organ out.
Oh. It's going to be a penis.
So that is happening. Oh, there's the switch code. I've just put it in. There is the switch code.
Scrabble!
There's a switch code for persuasionists. I don't know why we will get Basil on the stream, I promise. I thought you said on the call your match. Oh, Gatford. There you go. There's the code. Who is going to get the code for the Persuasionists?
Persuasionists? Survivalists.
Survivalists. Who's going to... There's the code for the Survivalists, guys. For all of the... Switch. Battle Rifle, did you get the code in first? If you did...
Yes,
well
indeed.
Done.
Well done.
Congratulations. Well done, well done, well done. 0203-286-6370. Jalford is never bloody ready.
We did give that quite a long run-up, Jalford.
Flipping it, man. Come on. This guy is...
There'll be a Steam code at some point tonight.
Steam, Xbox and PS4. We'll give them out tonight. I like doing it scramble, actually. We were going to do a competition, but I think this is quite a nice way...
I like the frenetic.
Yeah, I think this is quite a nice way of doing it.
Yeah.
By the way, if we are now booked up with advertisers until, I think, the first week of November...
Yeah.
LateNightAlternative@gmail.com if you want to get involved. It's cheaper than you think. To sponsor it, we do it kind of like in blocks of weeks. We can't really do it as a day. That doesn't feel right. But we kind of do it in blocks of weeks. And it's low hundreds. It's a few hundred for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Low to mid hundred. And you get a discount if you book a month. So it's affordable is what I'm trying to say. It's affordable.
Ask. Just send us an email.
Send us an email. You never know. What it might get. You never know what it might get. Might get plumbing nowhere.
Or you might get 3 mentions an hour.
You might get nothing. You might get labia.
Might get what? Labia?
What?
What?
What? Do the amazingly eccentric callers and the not completely sober callers still ring into the show? You should have heard Monday Night Show, Autumn Night Star. You should have heard it. It will totally change the vibe having you sat at the end of the table because I'm performing to them instead of showing off to you, which is what we used to do. My job at Talk Radio used to be to make her laugh, right? If I could make you laugh 3 times in a show, it was a good show. If I can make you fall off your chair laughing, it was an excellent show. She would fall off her chair laughing. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so if I'm doing all this to you...
Yeah.
I think the vibe of the show is going to increase. It's going to change the experience for you. It's going to change the experience for you. And that's okay. That's okay.
We'll try it. Let's see how it works.
Give it a go.
I think you might like it.
We were going to talk about yesterday and we got sidetracked. What's this? Oh, okay. Thank you, Daddy Bear. Cut, people, clip. Clip the show, guys. Keep clipping the show. We're going to do some instructional videos as well on how to use Skype, how to watch the show, how to listen to the show, and how to clip the show. You can clip bits of the show. Is it weird? That's interesting, Jonathan. I hadn't considered that. He said, this is a bit weird for us too, staring right at you. Is it? I feel a bit like Piers and Susanna. It's that kind, in as much as I don't feel like that, but this is the traditional format of presenting news television.
Yeah.
Is you're at a desk and there's a straight thing. And that's not what our show is about. And I do feel we've lost slightly the eavesdropping on a conversation element.
Because this is quite formal and also it's difficult, isn't it? Especially when, each one of us, when you're working with someone else, you have to sort of wait for your moment to chime in. It's really difficult to do that if they're talking to someone right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. Rachie, tonight we're paying tribute to Brett Michaels. That's why we've got a picture of the lead singer of Poison there. So we pay our respects to...
The big guy.
To Brett Michaels.
And Brett Michaels' hair.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone. Can you please make them as bloody awful as the Talk Radio ads for retuning a radio? I've not heard those ads because I have, since leaving, we've meanly listened to 10 minutes of Christo spread over about 3 shows and just thought, oh, this is, well...
We couldn't have done this. We thought we couldn't have done this.
No, I thought it was shit. But that possibly, a lot of that possibly came from bitterness from my part. And you do listen. I mean, I like Christo. He's a nice guy. But you do listen to something and think, oh my God, they replaced me for this?
Well,
and it's and sometimes you go, well, okay, well, you can't take it personally. And sometimes you go, they replaced me for this. But so we've listened to about 3 minutes. I've not listened to any James Whale. I've not even listened to any Howard Hughes. And I thought I might listen to a bit of Howard, but on a Saturday night, I'll listen to Bezic now. So I've not listened.
It's still quite recent for us.
Razor says, boring question, how was your guy's day today? It was all right. It was all right, actually. I woke up, I felt very low yesterday, and I woke up feeling low, and I had nothing to get up for except to go and get my eyes tested at 3:40. So I'm lying in bed about 9:30, didn't get up for a meeting, and I'm lying in bed, I think, I'm not going to get up, I'm just going to stay in bed. And I felt all right with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking on Facebook, and went to Facebook Marketplace, and I saw an advert for 175 issues of the Beano, £20, right? And normally you'll get people selling the Beano on Facebook Marketplace. It'll be like 12 issues of the Beano, £20. I've seen it, 15 issues for £30. You think, £2 ago? 175 issues, £20. And so I messaged the guy straight away and said, is this available yet? Can I come and get it? He said, yeah, you can come and get it this afternoon. He said, you're not around now, are you? He was 25 minutes away. He said, yeah, if you want to come and get it now, I'm in. That got me up. That we talked about the other day about having a why. What is your why? That was my why for the morning, was to get up and go. And I didn't shower, but I did brush my teeth. I didn't brush my teeth, actually. Get up and go and get 175 issues of the Beano for £20. And that will make a really nice, easy, long-lived Christmas present for my 10-year-old who's still reading the Beano and loves it. Loves it. So so that was great. And then it was in Chelmsford. So then I had a little walk through the high street because I wanted to get a coffee. So I went and got a Nero coffee. And then I went and got a Greg's Dummy.
Sausage roll.
And then I went into a record shop and found myself flicking through records. I thought, what am I doing? This is weird. So I got out. I felt uncomfortable doing that. And then I came home. So that was that. And then the eye test thing.
Well, I'm glad you had a good day.
I had a great day.
I've had a really frustrating day. Well, I was really
tired. Sorry.
Really tired when I woke up and took my youngest to school. And I thought, I'm going to go back to bed. Then I remembered that someone was coming to pick up my scooter because it doesn't start. And I didn't know when, so I was waiting up for them. I find if I don't go straight back to bed, life happens, doesn't it? Mm. So I waited for him. He turned up at 11. We had a nice chat. He took the bike. I got into bed. Delivery people kept coming. And just gave up. So consequently, I was in a bit of a... Well, I was in a mood this afternoon, a proper mood. And I knew I was being ridiculous. But I was really impatient.
On, yeah.
Yeah, just dead impatient with everyone and taking things that normally I'm quite... I'm quite tolerant of things. It takes quite a lot for me to get riled up. Everything was out to get me this afternoon. And I had to say to myself, stop taking this stuff personally. This is not about you. But I just had one of those days.
We talked about this to a certain extent today, that we're both struggling, as I'm sure a lot of people are, with the routine. The routine is there is almost no... And we're so lucky, A, that we're earning.
Yeah.
And B, that our job is a laugh, right? It is actually quite stressful. Maybe we'll talk about that a bit later on. But I don't want to do a woe is me because it ain't digging ditches.
It's
kind of stressful, this thing. Anyway, but we're talking about there's very little room for joy. And Kath is my best mate, and we would see each other socially. When we were at Talk Radio, we'd see each other socially. And now there isn't. And now I don't associate you with work, but when you come round, it's work. We watch a bit of telly, watch an episode of Brett Michaels' Rock of Love.
That's not love,
but it's work, mm-hmm. And there's very little room for fun.
Well, and it occurred to me as well. It's different for me because I can slob around all day at home and like go to bed and come up and down from what am I on about? Go back and forth to school wearing track slacks and stuff and my pyjama top and no one's going to know because then I get changed. When the kids are back and I've fed them and everything, I get showered, I look smart and I go out and I've got a purpose outside of the house. It would drive me mad if I was having to work in my house as well. And your work and you're here, there's no escape from it, is there?
Well, this is what started the conversation about moving the desk with Simon when he stayed. He said, well, what? And I said, one of the things I'm making a real effort to do is I can quite often, I'll come down here in the morning, and I'll make a coffee, feed the cats, and then I'll sit here for hours, and I'll do
an AA
meeting.
Well, this is the first dream you come to downstairs. Yeah.
So I do an AA meeting, then I'll upload the video from the night before, then I'll get the audio, and I'll send the audio to you, and then I'll check Twitter, and then I'll do my invoices, and then I'll have an email, and then I'll have to email somebody out. So it's so I can spend 3-4 hours in the morning here, but and achieving maybe what I could do in a quarter of that time. So I'm making a real effort to sit here, do the stuff I have to do, and then go to another room or sit in the garden. Mm. And Simon suggested moving this down to the shed at the end of the garden. And it's possible, but actually it's impractical, really. If I had a bit more money, you could do it. But it's not really helpful. So that's what started that conversation. And then possibly moving it upstairs because then it's another room. But I think it's going to stay in this room. I think we're going to move it there. But I can't remember what the point of that was.
But you are living where you work. And yes. It can feel relentless, especially, yeah. I mean, at least I get a change of scene.
A lot of people in the chat saying this. My artist says it's the overthinking everything that's doing me in at the moment. Yeah.
Oh, and also it's the fact that just when we thought we were sort of loosening up, things are tightening up again.
Jen says, I broke a bit at the weekend and the phrase I kept coming up with was, I feel so chained to the house. Mm. Mark says, cool story, bro. No worries, man. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about that story. So so you have a timeout, just so you get to think a little bit more about that story because you obviously enjoyed it so much. So enjoy 10 minutes. Just go in a little bit deeper because there is a subtext to it. Do you want to take this call, Kat, over here?
Yeah, go on then. Hello, who's that?
Hello, Kat.
Hey.
My name's Tristan. I rang Ian when he was at Talk Radio about the guy that spent a long time in prison.
Ah, Tristan. Nice to hear from you. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Well, we're both here. We're both listening. What you got tonight?
Oh is it, are we what we used to call Straight to Air?
Yeah, because this isn't radio anymore. This is like, it's just us two here. There's no production going on. It's just, this is it.
Oh, cool. Okay, so what I rang for, really, is just to kind of give you a little bit of an update, really. Just to briefly recap, when I last spoke to you, I've not very long since got out of prison.
Yeah, weren't you telling us about stepping out onto grass and it feeling brilliant?
Yes, and having a smartphone and, you know, getting involved with social media and all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, because you've been inside all that time and things have developed as you've been away.
Yeah. So now, where I am now, so I got out of jail in March and I've now got my own flat, my own accommodation. This is the first time that I've ever had my own accommodation because I went to prison when I was 17. So I've never lived independently. And it's really, really scary and really exciting, and I'm loving it.
How are you? Isn't it weird that you've just got out and, you know, you went straight into lockdown pretty much?
I did, yeah, which was slightly ironic. that, you know, I spent quite a long time sort of fighting for my freedom, and then I was finally given it only for literally 6 days later the whole country went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And there were times during lockdown that I genuinely felt that I would have been better off staying in prison. Because, you know, to experience freedom, in inverted commas, for 6 days after so long to then have it taken away from me through no fault of my own. I get that. I understand. Obviously, it's a national thing and it's important. And I get all that. I'm not saying it shouldn't have happened. I get that. But yeah, it just felt that at times I genuinely felt that I would have been better off staying in prison.
Yeah, because at least it's all set up for you to be locked up rather than you having to... I mean, I can't imagine how frustrating that is. How did you keep your head together?
Family,
assuming you did.
Family, you know, I was in a probation hostel in one part of Manchester,
mm-hmm.
and my family were about 12 miles away.
Right.
Staying in touch with family over the phone and video calls and things like that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to see my family which was another killer because, you know, again, whilst I was in prison, I was in prison in the West Midlands, without being too specific.
Yeah.
I was in prison in the West Midlands, and again, my family are in Manchester. So that distance, it wasn't feasible for my family to come see me that often because of the travel involved and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't seen my family for quite a long time. So again, coming out of prison, you know, I saw my mum twice before lockdown happened.
Oh, man.
And I hadn't seen my mum before getting out of prison. I hadn't seen my mum for 7 years.
Ah, Tristan.
So I didn't see her for 7 years, and then I saw her twice, and then I was in lockdown again. So, I mean, obviously it's not quite the same, but the virtues of technology now with the video calling and things like that, you know, I felt a bit closer to them, but it was no substitute for actually being able to sit next to a mum and hug her and,
yeah,
you know, things like that.
Especially when that's what you've been pinning all your hopes and, you know, you've been imagining what it's going to be like for this whole time, and you get it for a week, and then it's, man, that is cruel. So when you first came out, you were quite excited about social media and sort of discovering all this stuff. How did you feel about it 6 months on?
In all honesty, it's BS, isn't it? It's BS.
Yes.
You know, I've done a little experiment. You know, I'm on Facebook. Yeah, I've still got them all, but do I use them? No.
Yeah.
You know, I was on Twitter for a while, and I was following Ian, and I was following you, and I was following Ian Lee, Ian Lee, and, you know, following people like Stephen Fry and people like that, and the guy that does documentaries with glasses, Farouk, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people with witty sort of weird looks on things, and I was finding that amusing for a while, and then I kind of got bored of it, so I don't really do that anymore. Facebook was initially me banting at the world, and now it's just me posting inane memes about what a knob Donald Trump is.
Like everybody else.
That'll get rid of him.
So basically what you're saying is you've completed social media in 6 months.
I've finished it, and I'm here to tell everybody that's been doing it for 10, 15 years or however long, you're wasting your time.
I think they kind of know that, yeah.
Genuinely, I was in lockdown, and I considered that I was wasting my time. So that's my message to the world. Get your face out of Facebook. Get your nose out of Facebook, and, you know, speak to somebody that's sat in the same room as you for a change.
Ah.
Hey, nice one, Tristan. It's really good to hear you doing so well, mate.
Oh, nice one, Lee. Ian.
Ian Lee. I'm here listening. Ian. Don't worry. I'm listening to all of it. I was enjoying you chatting with Catherine.
Cool. It's nice that you'd like to take some off ones.
I'd like to take one call, and that's it. You're done for the week, Catherine. Well, this is the joy of this, Tristan, is it's us. And I'm aware that it's 50-50. And it was kind of 50-50 at the radio show, even though it was never billed as that. But I'm also aware it's very easy for both of us to fall back into our traditional roles of me being the host and Catherine being the co-host. And because this is, we've been host and co-host, let's say 6-7 years, and we've been doing this for 3 months. And it just takes a while to reprogram ourselves. And I'm aware that I'm kind of a bit louder and a bit gobbier and a bit more physical than Catherine is. And it's easy for me to kind of just steam in and take over. And, you know, I don't mean to, you know, it's...
You don't take over. We're different people, Tristan. You know what it's like. You know, you've always got that one mate. Well, here's mine.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Well, I said last time I've been sort of following Ian, not in a stalkerish way, but I've been a fan of Ian for a very, very long time. And, you know, I dig his style. I like the way that he does it. Nick Abbott as well. I know that Ian, you cite Nick Abbott as somebody that you...
That was a big inspiration on me. Big inspiration.
You've stolen some acts from all...
Yeah, I've nicked loads of bits from Nick. Yeah, definitely. I've got no shame in admitting that.
And I quite like the, you know, that sort of... The sideways look at things, and, you know, I do dig that kind of stuff. I've been a fan of you for a long time. And, I think you two work probably the best that Ian's ever been.
I would agree. Yeah, thank you, man. That means a lot.
I really liked it when it was with Agent Chris.
He was good, yeah.
I think this is definitely the best you've ever been. I think you've got a really strong partnership, and it comes through. It comes through the radio. Since you left Talk Radio, I haven't listened to you live as such. I've been catching up with little bits that have been posted onto YouTube. And I saw the one you did recently, I think it was last week or the week before, where you talked about your relapse.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's and naughty.
That was, because I'm not listening live, I hadn't really, the context wasn't there for me. But just watching that 20, I think it's 20 minutes up, that clip. And I was in tears, Ian, because for you that, you know, you're battling with your recovery, but also the love that I felt from Catherine, and I could see, you know, as you were giving your testimony, Catherine was, you know, there were several times where I felt that Catherine was about to burst into tears, and I just felt that support that you've got there, and that teamwork that's there. It's just nice to actually see that. Yeah, you can hear it through the radio, but to see it, you know, on the clip. And yeah, I just think you two work together brilliantly, and I think you've got a brilliant co-host, friend, partner, support network in Catherine. And I'm going to stop lifting your ass now because I'm aware.
Yes, mate!
Loads of people probably about to vomit.
Get out of here.
Tristan, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for the kind words. It means more than... more than we can say.
And
so
you made me well up as well, Tristan. So well done.
Take care, fella. We'll speak again soon.
All right, mate.
Cheers. Bye bye. I've just posted the clip that Tristan's talking about in the chat. If you want to go and see it, all of the full shows are hosted on YouTube, and then we pick best bits and little clips and stuff, and we put it on YouTube as well. Cameron and Deborah, we're coming. Yeah. Get them funky now. Oh yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, Cameron and or Deborah.
That's just me.
Oh. Can we see
Is that
you?
Cameron?
Yes.
It's Cameron in Australia.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's going on, dudes and dudettes?
I thought you were a one-hit wonder, Cameron. I was disappointed when that guy came in and he saw the show, saw it was crap, he'll never come back and he's back.
I was thinking about you yesterday and wondering whether you were about.
How you doing, man? You all right?
You're near top of the world. What about yourselves?
Yeah, good, thank you. You're looking very well.
You've got to be fit and healthy.
Yeah, you're looking... Did you go for another 4 a.m. walk this morning?
Every morning.
Beautiful.
But I've just got back from 4 days camping and fishing.
Jeez.
What?
Now, I'm guessing, like, when he says fishing, he means proper fishing.
Yeah, big teeth.
Big old raccoons. Did you get big old shrimp?
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
The thing is, right, the animals in Australia are like the animals we have here, but they're like 10 times bigger and they've got fangs.
Yeah, they got fangs. Now, I'm not near the crocodiles and that.
Did you go on your own? Was this like a finding your spirit kind of thing? Or did you go with some mates? Did you go with Deborah? What was the deal?
No, I took the bride. The bride and I went.
Lovely.
So we went for 4 days, and the two dogs, one where they are, and it was really good. I've been listening every day as I've been.
Oh, thank you, man.
Wandering around the house, doing bits and pieces. I listen every, I occasionally comment, but not very often. And I've been listening to you dudes every day, and I better call in and say g'day, see what you're up to.
Thank you, man. Yeah, we're all right. We're kind of this whole corona thing. I don't want to go on about it, is getting us on our nerves, but we're okay. I've got college tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to. Mm. I got the boys Friday night, then they're kind of going back quite early Saturday morning, so that will be nice. And my youngest is missing me a bit, so we found a really silly driving game on the Switch. So I kind of phoned him up and we had a video call, and then we're playing a racing against each other on the Switch, and that was really good fun. I'm all right. I'm not a fan of camping.
No, I'm not great. But...
I have worked hard, I'm going to say, so that I can, at the very least, I can afford a B&B.
I think it doesn't help that the only experience I've had of camping has been like enforced camping after very long walks. Like I did the Duke of Edinburgh's Award,
yeah,
which is Oh, God. Why I did that, I do not know. The school conned me into thinking it would make a difference to my career prospects. And yet, here I am.
Working from some bloke's living room.
So, yeah, it was like walking 50 miles and wearing the same clothes for 5 days. That tent hummed. Mm. It was not camping as you would choose to do it, no. Cameron.
But I've watched a lot of videos of old mates over there camping, and it's always rainy and muddy.
Yeah.
Look at my hat. Look, I'm on Cameron's TV. Look at the reflection in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Look, that's me. Sorry, I couldn't. Sorry, what?
What a child.
I'm like an actual idiot.
You know when you get people that take their kids on morning TV and the kid spots themselves on the camera and they're like this the whole way through it?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Anyway, yeah, so when you go camping, it sounds like it's pleasant.
It is beautiful weather, the boat in the water, and we go out fishing and camping and nice bright blue skies. None of this rainy weather, muddy grounds like and freezing cold temperatures like somewhere else we won't mention.
Yeah.
That's
it's an endurance event over here.
That's the problem. I just don't like sleeping on the floor. And my boys like it. But I've done it occasionally, but this is why I've sort of half converted the shed so that it's like, well, why don't we go and sleep in what we laughingly call the den? And that's a little bit better, but I like a bed too much. I'm like a bed.
Although,
I'm a very lazy man.
You know, obviously we were locked down this summer, so we did sleep in a tent in the garden just to change the scenery up for the kids.
Yeah.
And we did sleep well because that fresh air knocks you out, doesn't it?
It does. It's really good for you.
Yeah.
I don't have many grey hairs, unlike someone on the other screen.
Well, now that you've finished that sentence, you don't have many hairs. And you lean forward. We can see a lot more hair. It's about 40% hair, 60% hair.
Ah, oh, come man. On.
Yeah, touche.
There we go. Go on, sorry, go on.
No, yeah, anyway, so I just call in, see how you're going, see your smiling faces. You always seem happy.
We're doing all right, man. We're doing all right, you know. How's Deborah? She's off at work, is she?
She's off at work. I've got her out working.
Beautiful. Good. But, are you? What are you cooking for dinner tonight?
Tonight will be Mongolian lamb.
Oh.
Tell me about Mongolian lamb. It sounds great. I don't even know what it is, but I'm thinking, yeah, that's all right.
I think it's a Chinese dish, I think.
I would imagine it's a Mongolian dish.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But let's do it in
Mongol
that
part of
thermos.
China? We don't have to Google it. And are you cooking it?
Yeah, I'm cooking it. Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you know what you're putting in it?
Lamb.
Thank you very
ginger.
Much indeed. Ben says it's a... Yeah, here we go. Ben says it's a Chinese dish. It's amazing, but a bit spicy, so...
It is a bit spicy.
Good. You need a kick. You need a kick.
Yep. You need a kick. A bit of ring burn in the morning sometimes. I think I'm pretty good.
Cameron, it's nice to talk to you, man. Thank you for giving us a call back. We do occasionally talk about callers and go, we have mentioned you, and I wonder if you ever listened again.
Well, you stood out to us because you phoned us up on the first time you watched us, which is extraordinary, you know? Normally it takes people a while to suss us out.
No, over here in the colonies, you see, we've got to touch base with the home.
Touch base.
Same country, that one.
Cameron, it's nice to see you, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Stay safe. Bye bye.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye.
I
really like him.
He's a nice guy. Mm.
To a rabbit hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.